Hello, welcome everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shiurenjoyment.com. The nightly shiur, we are discussing Parshas Mishpatim. And tonight's shiur is dedicated as a refuah shlema to Aryeh's brother-in-law, Yisrael Yaakov ben Rus. Shem refuah shlema b'kar of mamash. We are discussing the pasuk, interesting pasuk, towards the end of Mishpatim, which says, V'yishtachbisa mirachal, that speaking to Moshe as he approached the har, by Kabbalah Satorah, he bowed down from very far away. And the question that we ask on this is it not so strange, perhaps, to bow down, of course, but to bow down from very far away seems a bit odd, because we know that as someone approaches the Beis HaKnesses, or as a person enters the shul, he sees the Aron Kodesh, and then from there he bows down. And it's immediate. It's right in front of the Aron Kodesh. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, as he was quite distant, he bowed down? So the Kedusha Slavi explains that there are two levels of understanding. There's Rachok and there's Karov. The Rachok element is when someone is unable to understand something. For example, if you say to somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he is the first to have organized, and these are HaKadosh Baruch Hu created seraphim, different types of angels, and there are celestial bodies, seraphim ve'ofanim, v'chayos ha-kodesh. All these are different types of angels, the seraphim, the ofanim, chayos ha-kodesh, and they're all very near to the throne, but they're in between there are stages that have a length of roughly 500 years time and space. These concepts are very difficult for a human to understand because it goes beyond the boundaries of time. That's Rachok. However, the other side of the coin is something that's Karov. What is something that's Karov? If you go outside and you look at the Neflos Habara, you look at, you see grass, you see mountains, you see a beautiful sunset or a sunrise, and you're able to see things, then you're able to put them into context and to describe them to somebody else. And even if they feel or may be quite distant from you, Karov, you feel that you're able to speak to them with some degree of persuasion. So the Pasuk says, Shalom al-Rachos al-Karov amar Hashem, that we have to operate under both realms. And we're going to go back to this in just one moment. The concept is further expanded to include the message of Yira and Ahava. When we talk about Yira, we say, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim, that everything is in the hands of God except for Yira shamayim. What is Yira shamayim? Yira shamayim means fear of God. How does somebody develop fear of God? That actually is a very difficult question. It's a very difficult answer. Because it really requires somebody to have that level of rachok, to have that level of distance. If a person goes down a road that he's not familiar with, or he's walking in a path that he's not accustomed to walking, and he's not sure what's ahead of him, he's not sure what's in front of him, not sure what's on the side of him, clearly he has developed a level of yira. So if we were to magnify that, we would say that that would be the opening to the introduction of a discussion about yira shamayim. And, you know, the irony is that men have to wear a yarmulke. Yarmulke is really two words. It stands for Yare Malka. But I guess in slang, you know, if you take Yare Malka and you put it together very quickly, you get yarmulke. So, but the yarmulke is really a kippah. A kippah is another way of describing a covering. Covering meaning that we have to remind ourselves to act and behave in a certain way. But this requirement does not fall on women, because women intrinsically know better, and they're always that much more inclined to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it appears much easier than men can. So therefore, men need a reminder, but women don't. And this Yare Malka, this fear of heaven, is something that we're always supposed to have in our sights, so that we can always remember that our behavior is being closely watched, and so the yarmulke keeps us in guard. The other part of it is ahava. The contrary part of it is ahava, is something that you're able to see, to touch, to be near to. person loves nature, a person loves to be around things that a person enjoys. So therefore, ahava is something that's akin to something that's karo, something that's very close. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, v'ishtachavisem me'rachok. You should bow down as though you're very close, but me'rachok. You should also have yerushalayim. And that's the balance that a person has to have. As we go through life and as we experience challenges, v'ishtachavisem me'rachok. As much as we can feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we see the Yad Hashem in whatever we do, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our silent partner, we nevertheless have to have yerushalayim and continue that effort of always being in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence whenever we feel it, whenever we are there. And what does it mean to be there? It means that sometimes a person could be very distant, or very, very far away from where the Beis HaMikdash is or where the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaTefillah may be. And it could be in a hospital room, it could be in a person's study, it could be in a person's house. It could be while the person's traveling in the car. It could be in all those moments that are quite silent, that there's only you in that space, and you're able to still, v'ishtachavisem me'rachok, you're able to put yourself in a mode of thought that you're able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both from a level of ahava and yira, as we say, shalom la'rachok v'la'karov, amar Hashem. Hashem desires to have those shalom la'rachok v'la'karov, amar Hashem. That Hashem welcomes both those that are exhibiting or exuding those elements of Yir Shamayim, as well as those elements of Ahava Sabore. And we also say, Karov Hashem l'chol karov, l'chol asher yikru be'emes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very near to those who call out to Him, who call out to Him in honesty, who call out to Him with a measured degree of truth. And this understanding of truth is someone who is striving to have that relationship and have that connection. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that a valuable lesson here in this week's parasha, that wherever we find ourselves, especially as we go on our journey in life, we always have this wonderful opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we feel quite distant, which actually is quite understandable because that is a level of yira, that there are times when we don't fully understand why things happen the way they do, but we invoke the ahava much the same, and so therefore we bridge this gap, and it's something very unique to the Jewish people that we're able to hold both these facets, these tenets together, similar to this upcoming parsha of Truma, where it wasn't simply enough to put the atzei shittim, the cedar, the acacia wood, one into the other, but to have them supported with these interlocking beams, and then there would be poles on the inside so that the wood shouldn't move, and then on top of that there would be another locking beam, and then a silver on top of that, another locking beam, and then a parochas, and then a veil, a covering on top of this in order to solidify the structure. And that had to be a temporary structure. So imagine how much effort it took to put it together and then to take it apart. And every single time that we did that, we were rebuilding Masa Bereishis, because that's exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, through the separations that we find in the beginning of the Torah. Vayavdel Elokim b'mayim l'mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made separations between night and day. Hashem made separations between the waters, the heavens and the earth. So all of these things are just a microcosm, so to speak, of Masa Bereishis itself, and we're being introduced to them here in Parshas Mishpatim, so we can better appreciate them when we have to speak to them in more clarity and in more granularity in Parshas Truma and in the Parshios that follow, five of which speak about the Masa Mishkan and the development of this ark and the donations that had to be donated as a result of the money and the kesef, the zahav, the kesef, and the choshes that we extracted from Mitzrayim as we left. So with that, this is just an opening, so to speak, to further parshios, but nevertheless a very rich lesson in how we can walk in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way we can better appreciate and also illuminate our presence when we are in shul and when we are moving toward getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we find ourselves. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. and reminding you, v'ishtachavisa merachok, to always bear these two words in mind as we progress in our journey of life. Take care.